This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. WRGB-TV in Albany reports that Rensselaerville Town Supervisor Stephen Fledging has been charged with grand larceny third degree, falsifying business records, both felonies, and official misconduct, a misdemeanor. Fledging resigned from his position in the town in southern Albany County after a routine town audit discovered funds missing from town coffers. Fledging was arraigned in town of Westerloo Court and is due back there on December 17th. Joseph Spector, Chad Arnold, and Jeff Platsky report in the Poughkeepsie Journal that some New York farmers and business people believe the president's tariff policies have already slowed down sales and led to higher prices for steel. Quote, as soon as they started talking tariffs, the imports slowed down, unquote, said Joseph Morgan, the chief executive at a Cortland County company that makes things such as steel enclosures for military electronics and screws for aerospace. Quote, all the jobs we bid on last year, we were losing money on. It was one of the busiest years with some of our lowest margins, unquote. In September, the Trump administration added a 10% tariff on $200 billion in Chinese products that is set to jump to 25% on January 1st unless a new deal is struck between the countries. Tim McMorris, general manager of Marco Manufacturing, an electronics company in Poughkeepsie, is hoping a deal will be made. Quote, we were expecting a 25% tariff on a lot of the parts we import to build our printed circuit boards, so that's a good thing if, in fact, they are going to delay that or hopefully remove it altogether, unquote, he said. Farmers have seen prices for soybeans drop by nearly $2 per bushel since the tariffs were first announced. In central New York, Seth Pritchard's 800-acre farm produces an average of 36,000 bushels of soybeans a year, so $2 a bushel is a major difference. Quote, the tariffs impacted us significantly, unquote, he said. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Tim Martin reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson boys basketball team won the Battle of the Bridge Cup December 14th, beating Catskill 93-79. It was the first loss of the year for Catskill, which came into the game ranked 13th in the state among Class B schools. Hudson's LaVon Fernandez was too much for Catskill, though, scoring a career-high 41 points. On December 19th, Hudson takes on Taconic Hills and Catskill plays against Chatham. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. I'm Tom Rowe. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.